You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on The Lutheran Hour. Its title, Touching the Heart of Uncle Me. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
Life stinks, and then you die. That was on a church bulletin board in York Center, Illinois. Presumably an enticement to interest people in church. Have you ever felt that way? I've had down-in-the-dump moments when I felt like that. I'm sure you have, too. Sometimes those moments turn into hours. The hours can turn into days. The days into weeks and months and even years. There are many people whose honest evaluation of their own life is, life stinks, and then you die. When you have those down-in-the-dump moments, or if your permanent address is down in the dumps, I hope you'll listen carefully to the story of Uncle Me. Uncle Me lives in Thailand. His fellow Thais call him Uncle as a title of affection and respect for his age. Uncle Me is in his late 50s. In 1994, Uncle Me's wife sent him to the store. She needed some rice and sugar. So Uncle Me walked to the closest store, and that meant a 7-mile walk. While he was in the store, he heard a radio program playing loudly enough for all the customers to hear. The program was called Heart Encouraging. As Uncle Me was checking out, he asked the shopkeeper if he could come back and listen to that program again. You see, Uncle Me had no radio in his home. The shopkeeper said yes, and so the next day, Uncle Me again walked those 7 miles to the store. This time, he didn't have to buy any rice or sugar. He just wanted to hear the program. And so he did, for many, many days in succession. One day, that radio program carried an announcement that there would be a meeting in the province where Uncle Me lived. The gathering was sponsored by the people who produced the program, Heart Encouraging. And wouldn't you know it, those are the people of the Thailand Office of Lutheran Hour Ministries. That's one of the many programs Lutheran Hour Ministries produces around the world. Now, when Uncle Me heard that the people who produced Heart Encouraging were coming to his province, he decided that he would attend the gathering. And that's precisely what he did. When the appointed day came, Uncle Me was at the gathering place long before the meeting was to begin. He stayed throughout the entire program and even lingered after adjournment because he wanted to learn more about Jesus. That's who had drawn him to walk those long miles day after day after day. That's who drew him to come to the meeting. And that's who touched Uncle Me's heart with encouragement. After the meeting, Uncle Me started going to church. 6 months later, he was baptized. Today, even as you and I are visiting, Uncle Me is a member of a local congregation in his province in Thailand. In fact, he's even an elder of his church. Uncle Me's story teaches the point that no one can touch the heart like Jesus. There are many people and things that reach out and touch our hearts. Sometimes they touch our hearts for good. Sometimes their touch is not good. Sometimes their touch is painful. But no one touches a heart like Jesus. When you have those down-in-the-dump moments, those life stinks and then you die thoughts, then let Jesus touch your heart with His encouragement. Dear God, I pray, and I invite you to pray with me. Dear God, there's much in my life that depresses and hurts me. I need encouragement for my heart. Please touch my heart for good, for this moment and for all the days ahead. Amen. Last May, I spent some time answering the telephones at Lutheran Hour Ministries. If you have listened to our program before, you know that we invite viewers and listeners to call in for spiritual help and counsel. While my usual workload does not permit me to do this, last May I did have some spare time, and so I answered the phones. I took 4 phone calls, one from Texas, another from California, another from Oregon, and the 4th from suburban Chicago. I asked each caller if they had someone, a counselor or a minister, who could be with them during their tough times. Many of the callers on that day were living with cancer. 3 of the 4 callers said they did have someone to be with them, but the 4th caller, the one from suburban Chicago, said that she did not. When I asked if she'd be willing to let our staff put her in touch with a minister in her area, she answered and said, yes. You see, she appreciated our broadcast, but what she really wanted was someone to be there for her. Aren't we all like that? We don't simply want someone telling us what we ought to do, as true as the advice may be. We want someone to be there for us. Someone to be there with us. And, best of all, someone to touch our heart with encouragement. No one does that like Jesus. That's what the story of his baptism is all about. Today, many Christian churches are recalling the story of Jesus' baptism. In that story of Jesus' baptism, we learn that Jesus is there for you. He's not there holding your hand, but with nothing to say. He's with you and able to touch your heart with encouraging words, just as he touched the heart of Uncle Me. Dear God, we pray again, teach us how Jesus' baptism can encourage our hearts. So often we are down in the dumps. So often we despair and think that life stinks. We are painfully aware of many of our sins and their consequences. We need encouragement. Our hearts need a gentle touch from you. Amen. Listen now to the story of Jesus' baptism from Matthew chapter 3. Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to stop him and said, I need to be baptized by you. Why are you coming to me? Jesus answered him, This is the way it has to be now. This is the proper way to do everything that God requires of us. Then John gave in to him. After Jesus was baptized, he immediately came up from the water. Suddenly, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down as a dove to him. Then a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love, my Son with whom I am pleased. This story of Jesus' baptism has sometimes perplexed Christians. Why, they wonder, was Jesus baptized? The Bible clearly teaches that Jesus has no sin. You and I have our sins. The law accuses us, and rightly so. But no divine law from God could ever be used against Jesus. John the Baptizer knew that. John once called Jesus the Lamb of God, a reference to Jesus' purity and innocence. Now that being so, John the Baptizer said, I need to be baptized by you. So, why was Jesus baptized? The answer to that question is found right in Jesus' own words. He says, This is the way it has to be now. This is the proper way to do everything that God requires of us. Jesus was not baptized for the forgiveness of his sins. As I said, he doesn't have any. Jesus was baptized to show his solidarity with us sinners. He came to be with us. But Jesus had more in mind than just to show that he wanted to be with us in all the ups and downs of life. By his baptism, Jesus not only demonstrated his solidarity with us, but he also showed that he is with us as our Savior. This, he said, is the proper way to do everything that God requires of us. You and I don't do everything that God requires of us. Jesus was baptized to demonstrate that he came to do for us everything that we sinners have not been able to do for ourselves before God. He did that for you by his active obedience to God. Throughout the 30-some years of his life in the land of Israel, Jesus actively kept all the commandments of God. He did that in your place and in mine. When this good news draws you to faith in Jesus, God looks at you and sees Jesus' perfect obedience. When your faith is in Jesus, God does not see your sins, but he sees Jesus' perfect obedience. Doesn't that give a little encouragement to your heart, especially when your heart is grieved because of the things you have done wrong? Jesus also was obedient to God in a passive way. That is, he was a victim upon the cross. There he suffered for all that you and I have done wrong. He suffered for our disobedience to God's law. He suffered for your sins. Now, when this gospel draws you to faith in Jesus, God forgives what you have done wrong. God remembers your sins no more. Instead of laying a new guilt trip on you for what you've done wrong, Jesus' word touches your heart with the forgiveness that he earned at the cross. Doesn't that also give you encouragement? That's why the Heavenly Father told us to listen to Jesus. That good news drew Uncle Me back to the store day after day after day to listen to the program Heart Encouraging. Jesus was touching Uncle Me's heart with forgiveness and with hope. When Jesus was baptized, he also had his eyes set on the future. Now, when Jesus touches you with forgiveness, he also wants to encourage you with hope. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 says, "I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace and not disaster, plans to give you a future filled with hope." That hope can fill your heart because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God the Father was so pleased with the life and the sacrifice of his Son that he raised him to life on Easter morning. That's the guarantee that Jesus' kindly touch is true and this hope for your future is real. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ," says Peter, "who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Today there are millions and millions of people who are being touched by Jesus through his kindly words of forgiveness and hope. Uncle Me is one of those millions. A woman named Laverne is another. She lives in Colorado and has listened to this program for several years. When the doctor told her that she had cancer, she called our toll-free 800 number. When Laverne was asked if she was interested in talking with a local pastor, she said yes, and our staff contacted a local minister. He visited with her many times, just as Uncle Me listened to Heart Encouraging many times. Laverne has now been taught the good news in detail. She has been baptized, and now she communes at the Lord's altar. She's among the millions whose hearts are being touched by Jesus through his word of forgiveness and hope. And yet, many millions remain who would say, "Life stinks, and then you die." Pastor Roosevelt Gray tells me about the rainy day he was in his office in Houston, Texas. He heard the noise of the church door opening, and so he went into the sanctuary to investigate. There he met a woman. He assumed she was seeking refuge from the rain, but she was not. "I can't stand any more abuse," she cried out. "I can't stand any more abuse." Pastor Gray invited her to sit down and regain her composure. She did, and told him that she had been abused as a child. She had then been abused by her husband. When she left her husband and sought refuge in a shelter, she was abused again. Fleeing that shelter, she shacked up with a boyfriend, and he abused her. Now, on this dreary, rainy day, she had had enough. She fled into the church and said, "I can't stand any more abuse." Referring to the Savior, Pastor Gray said, "There is one who will never abuse you." She snapped back, "Don't tell me about Jesus." Roosevelt backed off, but every now and then he would speak some words of faith. But every time he did, she said, "Yeah, I know that." Well, maybe she did know some things about Jesus in her head, but her heart had not yet been touched with Jesus' kindness. In time, she regained her composure and got up to leave. She had not shared her name with Pastor Gray. He told me that he never saw her again. But she is out there, someplace. She left the sanctuary to return to the only world she had ever known, a world of pain and hurt. Is her story like your story? Have you heard about Jesus, but still have a broken, hurting heart? Life doesn't have to stink. Your future does not have to be dark and dismal death. You don't have to live in despair. Jesus wants to touch your heart with his words of forgiveness and hope. As he touched Uncle Mee's heart, as he touched Laverne's heart, your Savior wants to give you help and hope. Dear God, may Jesus' baptism teach every one of us that we have a Savior who wants to be with us and help us. May this good news touch our hearts and draw us to Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.